This Chazar Zechinish Bachas Shag Vam Yehudim Sechtes Kedushin Daf Pei. Zechim Arishlag said, we only rely on the presumption that children that tag along with a woman must be the children of that woman with regard to them eating kutchum outside of Yishalayim, meaning true mechala. However, we don't make this assumption with regard to allowing them to marry based on this Yichas. Rabbi Yechon said, we even use this presumption even with regard to Yichas. Rabbi Yechon involves the Shita elsewhere. We find that Rabbi Yechon said, we give Malkus based on a Chazaka, we give Misa by Skila and Sreifa based on a Chazaka, but we do not burn Truma based on a Chazaka. Gemara explains, we give malchus based on a chazaka like told by Rabbi Yehuda, who said that if a woman was established as anida by her neighbors, they saw her dress and the clothing that she usually wears when she's anida, and her husband then had beer with her, he would get malchus based on that. We give skila and sreifa based on a chazaka, which is like taught by Rabbi Abba by Rav Huna, who said if a man, a woman, a young boy, and a young girl all live together, and we have no proof that the man and the woman are married and that the children are their children, but we have a chazaka that this is the case, we would give skila based on the chazaka. If the boy would be mezana with the woman, we would presume to be his mother, and we give sreifa based on this chazaka, if the man would be mezana with the girl, who we presume to be his daughter. Rav Shimon ben Pazi, the name of Rav Shmuel Levi and the name of Bakapar, said it once happened that a woman came to Yerushalayim carrying a young boy and raised him as her son. When he was older, they were mezana together. They were brought to Bezin and killed with skila, not based because they knew with certainty that she was his mother, but rather based on the fact that he would tag along with her as a child, which created a chazaka that she was his mother. And the Marif explains, we don't burn truma based on a chazaka, as seen in Machloikas. Rish Lakish says, we burn truma based on a chazaka. Rabbi Yechon says that we do not burn truma based on a chazaka. They're both following their own shitas on a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if a young child is found next to a dough and there's a piece of dough in his hand, or Meir says the dough is still considered as tahar. The Chacham say the dough is considered as tame because it's normal for young children to touch things, meaning they touch garbage dumps and they're often dead animals and shrots in there. And therefore he has a chazaka that he is tame, and the fact that he is next to the dough with a piece of dough in his hand tells us that he touched the dough, and the dough is therefore tame as well. The Gemara there explained that Meir holds that most children touch the garbage, but a minority of children do not. And since the dough has a chazaka of tara, it has a cheskes tara, we join the minority of tara of the children with the cheskes tara of the dough, and with that together we're able to win out the roiv of the children who do touch things in the garbage. Rabbanan say once we have a roiv, the miut is like it doesn't exist anymore. And therefore, we follow the roiv, because when a roiv contradicts the chazaka, we follow the roiv, which therefore tells us that this dough is tamei. Regarding this machlokes, Rish Lakish said that the Rabbanu would hold that we burn the truma based on this. Rabbi Yechon says we would not burn the truma based on this. And the Braisa actually supports the view of Rabbi Yechon. The Braisa puts two cases into the same category. The two cases are the case of a young child next to the dough, and the case of a dough of truma which was near tamei liquids, and we find that chickens pecked all over the dough, and we're afraid that the chickens maybe drank first the tamei liquid, and then when the liquid was still in their mouths, they pecked at the dough, dropping some of the tamei liquid on the dough, making the dough tamei. In these cases, the dough will not be allowed to be eaten since it may be tamei truma, but it also will not be burned since it may not be tamei truma. Since the Braisa puts the two cases in the same category, this suggests that in the case of a small child, we would also not burn the truma, which is exactly what Rabbi Yechon said. Rabbi Shmuel Levi said, we only have the concern that maybe the tamei liquid went into the dough if the liquid was white, clear. But if it was a red liquid, we wouldn't have that concern, because if they did peck with the liquid in their mouths, we would see the liquid in the dough. Maybe the red liquid was absorbed totally into the dough, that's why you don't see it. Rabbi Yechon said, we must say that even if the liquid was red, but it was clear to the point that a child's reflection could be seen in it, then we would be concerned that the dough became tummy and the liquid was absorbed in the dough. However, if the red liquid was cloudy, it could not be absorbed into the dough to the point that it wouldn't be noticed, and therefore we would not be concerned that the dough was tummy. Zok the Mishnah, a man may not be secluded with two women, but a woman may be secluded with two men. Rav Shimon says, even one man may seclude with two women if his wife is there, and he may even sleep in the same room as them because his wife will guard him from doing any aver. A man may be secluded with his mother or his daughter and may sleep in the same bed with them even if there's bodily contact, as long as the son and the daughter are still young. Once the child is older, they may still sleep next to each other, but they have to have clothing on. Frek Gemara, why is it that a man may not seclude with two women, but a woman may seclude with two men? So the Tanya of Eliyahu teaches that women are easily convinced, and therefore a woman is not embarrassed to do an aver in front of the other woman, because she feels that the other woman will quickly follow her. Frek Gemara, how do we know that there's an iser to seclude with women? How do we know there's an iser yichud? Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shmuel said there's a remez from the pasuk that warns to be careful for being convinced by a person's maternal brother to do avodah zarah. And the fact that the pasuk chooses to use the example of a maternal brother because of the closeness that they share, it must be that a person may seclude with his mother, or else he wouldn't be hanging around his mother's house very often, and he wouldn't be especially close with his maternal brothers more than his paternal brothers. Since he is, it must be that they're allowed to live in the same house as their mother. What is the simple meaning of this pasuk? Rabbi said a teaching that surely one would not listen to his paternal brother, who he may not like, since he sees him as a competition to the eventual inheritance. Rather, one must even be careful not to listen to his maternal brother who tries to convince him to do avodah zarah. In fact, maybe we can say that our Mishnah doesn't follow Rabbi Shmuel, because the Braisa says that if a child dies within his first 30 days, he's carried out to be buried without a coffin or anything like that, because no need to honor the child who's less than 30 days old, like an older person. And he can even be buried in the presence of only three people, a woman and two men. However, it should not be done with two women and one man. man because the cemeteries are far away from the city and it would result in a yichud problem. Abba Shaul says the burial can even be done with one man and two women, no problem of yichud. We see that Abba Shaul says there's no problem of yichud even when you have two women and one man. Mar says maybe Abba Shaul would agree that it's also normally yichud. It's only in this case of burial where it's mutter because the Yetzirah would not make someone do an avera like that in a period of mourning. The Rabbanon and the Tanakama, meaning they hold like Rabbi Yitzchak, who darshens a pasuk to teach that even during mourning a person's Yetzirah is strong. Abba Shaul says the pasuk is referring to the Yetzirah causing a person to question why Hashem is treating him like that. The Rabbanon would agree with that, but they would still say it's usur to allow one man with two women for a burial, because a story once took place where a woman and a man faked a burial of a baby to make believe the baby was dead, just so they should be able to get out and seclude together to do an aver together.